This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. The fourth edition of the Northeast India Festival 2025 will begin tomorrow at the Suntec Singapore Convention and Exhibition Centre, bringing India's Northeast to the heart of Singapore. Marking the 60th anniversary of India-Singapore diplomatic ties at the India-ASEAN Year of Tourism, this landmark event aims to position Northeast India as India's natural bridge to Southeast Asia. Arunachal Pradesh will showcase its rich cultural and economic strengths and feature captivating performances such as the lion dance as well as fashion show, presenting the unique fabrics and designs of the state. The Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, called on the Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnayak, at Rajavan, Itanagar today. They discussed security, frontier, highway and developmental projects in the state. The Governor underscored the importance of a collaborative and people-centric approach in implementing the Vibrant Village program, highlighting that its success depends on the joint efforts of the government, local communities and security forces. Meanwhile, General Dwivedi discussed the issue of land acquisition with the Governor, emphasizing the need to expedite the process so that essential defense infrastructure projects could move forward without delay. Chief Minister Pema Khandu today interacted with the Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi, accompanied by Lieutenant General Abhijit S. Pendharkar, General Officer Commanding Tree Corps at the Civil Secretariat. The meeting covered a wide range of issues, reaffirming the Army's role as not just a border guarding force, but as an active partner in the state's development. He further urged all MLAs and local administrations to actively involve the Army in civilian functions and recognize their role as partners in the state's developmental journey. In the meantime, Khandu has expressed gratitude to the Army for its support in developing tourist facilities. A three-day statewide mock exercise on earthquake scenario concluding successfully across all districts of Arunachal Pradesh today. The exercise was organized by the Department of Disaster Management, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with the National Disaster Management Authority, Ministry of Home Affairs, Government of India. The drill was conducted simultaneously in every district from 8 a.m. to 12 noon, beginning with sirens at designated incident sites and mobilization of emergency vehicles. In the meantime, the Department of Disaster Management advised the public not to panic, reiterating that the activity was only a drill. Minister for Industries, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Nyato Dukam, today inaugurated the district-level cluster-wise investment and entrepreneurship workshop under Unnati 2024 at Zero. Over 250 entrepreneurs, youth and district-level stakeholders participated in the workshop. The District Disaster Management Authority, Papumpare, successfully conducted a mock drill on an earthquake scenario today as part of the National Preparedness Initiative. As part of the drill, earthquake and its collateral damages were simulated at multiple key locations, including the DC Office UPI Complex, IOCL Depot, MCHI, Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose Avasiya Vidyapit UPI, and Dhoni Polo Airport, Itanagar. The exercise aimed to test the readiness of line departments, educational institutions, healthcare facilities, and the general public in responding to earthquake emergencies. As a prelude to the prestigious Northeast Meet of Astronomers 11, a special night sky stargazing event will be held on 5th October night at Rajiv Gandhi University. The event is being organized by the Department of Physics, Rajiv Gandhi University, in collaboration with Inter-University Center for Astronomy and Astrophysics, Pune. The initiative hereby invites astronomy enthusiasts, students, researchers and the public from across the region to experience the marvels of the night sky through powerful telescopes. The Indian Army under Spare Corps yesterday launched two-week yoga training program for combat soldiers at Alo in West Siang district. Defense spokesperson Lieutenant Colonel Mahendra Rawat said that the training aims to boost the holistic well-being of troops by enhancing their endurance, focus and resilience. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.